And welcome, everybody, to episode 660 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Normally, I would ask you how you guys are doing, gentlemen, but I just want to start off this podcast with Freak Five is exiled. I just wanted to say that. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're less important than exile. We see how this shit goes.
Hey, the power of the exile, man. I mean, you know, I mean, it's got to show its authority.
Eric, stage a protest here soon. Just saying.
I thought that would have happened when you didn't get your check in the mail, Breakman.
What? Wait a minute. But you told me it's still coming, right?
Right. I told you. I mean, it's guaranteed.
Okay, see, that's fine. I can be patient.
All right. Okay. Well, we're good then. How are you guys doing? I know I asked you before we started.
Yeah, shit. I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah, shit. Why shit, Eric?
Because I've got a cold of some sort.
Damn it. That sucks, man. Did you end up getting your flu shot yet, Eric?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, now you got to wait until you get better.
Well, I've dealt with this already half a week, so...
Oh, you should be good, then.
So I'll probably be over it by the end of the weekend.
Freak Five says, you better be very patient, Break.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, exactly. What are you trying to say there, Freak Five? Are you trying to sow dissension amongst the grinders? We already have enough of that, sir. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get started with the news. And we got a heck of a tournament later. I know you were kind of disappointed, Breakman, but I think you're going to have tons of fun.
I know, but I still cried a little.
If we have enough time this month, if we double up on, I could do another tournament at the end, which would be kind of
that
cool.
Would be cool if we could find a way to do that.
Yeah,
maybe do it for November.
Ooh, yeah, we could extend it into November, right? Nothing's going on in November but Thanksgiving, and that who really gives a shit about Thanksgiving, you know, other than the food, you know. So
now I'm hungry, Frank. Why are you talking about Thanksgiving?
All right, it's a plan, Breakman. We'll do that next month. We'll do
Thanksgiving is a plan. Got it.
Yeah, we'll call it Thanksgiving. You know. So, okay, here we go, guys.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from RPG site, we learned about Sega's new mobile RPG, and it's called Sin Chronicle, which is apparently a sequel to Chain or a spiritual successor to Chain Chronicle, which I think also got a Western release, but I didn't hear anybody talking about it, so...
I don't even remember Chain... Oh, maybe I did.
Anyways, it says, Sin Chronicle have an irreversible non-linear story. Dialogue selections and storyline will actually determine what the characters, which character survives and which one dies, and I guess you can't back up your save file.
Oh, wow.
I get to determine who dies.
Freak says, I think 2 or 3 years ago claimed to have sent me a check, and supposedly it's still in the mail. Yeah, it's still in the mail, Freak Five. I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. I mean,
we know that one guy's taken over the post office, and the mail's slowed down since then, so...
Right, right. Well, and also,
anyways, can I get back to the article?
Yeah, go ahead. Go right in, Eric.
Sorry. Into a rat hole.
Right. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Eric. Finish up.
Anyways, the main composer of Sin Chronicle will be Kevin Penkin of Maiden and Abyss fame, Kenji Ito, Masashi Hamazu, Yoko Shimomura, and Masato Koda, and Yasunori Matsuda, and Yuzo Kusuro will also contribute as guest composers.
Damn it. I wish I would have given Break this article. It would have been beautiful. All right. Anything else, Eric?
And just VA stuff, and that's really it.
Yeah. Freak Five says, I'm getting my flu shot next week. It's best to get it after the beginning of October so it lasts the entirety of flu season. That's not a bad idea, Freak Five. Break, have you seen that Hardee's Carl's Jr. is celebrating 20 years of Adult Swim?
We don't have one around here, so.
Well, Oh, well.
So, no, I didn't see any of that.
Oh, okay. None in Cincinnati. That's weird. Okay.
The only Hardy / Carl Jr. I've seen outside of the hometown I grew up in has been, I think, some stopover in Columbus.
Huh.
And that's it.
Weird.
We had a Hardee's when I was a kid, but they've been gone for like 30 years.
You can make any combo meal an Adult Swim meal. You get a cup with an Adult Swim figure on it, and you get a random action figure. Huh, that's...
Well, that's not cool. I want toys. He's going to get a meat wad. I want a meat wad. Can I get a Master Shake?
Give you a meat wad. I couldn't help it, Brake.
That's an interesting way to stay relevant.
What?
Get like weird Happy Meal toy for adults by doing Adult Swim sponsorships.
I always wondered why they didn't do more like adult Happy Meal type stuff. You know, like charge a dollar or two more. You know, give them a real meal, and then add stuff like, you know, like series or, you know, like a cup, like, I don't know, like a Breaking Bad cup or something. You know what I mean? Like, not necessarily Breaking Bad, but like just stuff like that. You know, so that's good on them, man. That's a good thing.
Jurassic Park themed, like, extra large versions of drinks from McDonald's and shit. Like,
oh,
that.
Yeah. But... yeah, I've seen that. But I'm talking like an adult Happy Meal, you know, like actual, like, you know, like toys for adults. I mean.
Oh, basically, Frank wants vibrators with his meals. So he's trying to say.
Hey, if they have like a picture of Elvira on it, okay, you know, maybe something like that. Yeah. But
he wants
know.
A Big Mac and a fleshlight.
Okay.
Or he wants like a free edible with his meal.
That would be so badass, Eric. Oh my goodness, you just hit on a great idea, Eric. Eric wins the internet today. Okay.
The place just sell out of food within an hour.
Oh, God, dude. Can you imagine? That place would be sold
out.
Shut
down at 10 in the morning. Like, we're sorry. Oh, we're out of
hey, food. That means that there's not as many hours in the day, so you don't have to worry about overworking your workers.
Exactly.
As soon as you sell out, we're done for the day.
Yep, we're done. We're good. We made all the money.
Well, except for those owners are all fucking so high, they're still in the waiting area 5 hours later, you know, sitting around the tables, just sitting there staring at something.
Oh, no, yeah. You can make a lobby area for them, and then you can lock up the actual you kind of ran away with what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's great,
so you
Eric.
Can, you can lock up the kitchen area so that nobody can enter there.
Like, if you do Frank's promotion, all that food will be gone anyway. Like,
I would be like a...
Oh, the guys, the stoners would be like, well, what do you got left? We got some oil back here. There's some grease. We'll take it.
I'll take that grease for $100, Alex.
I think there's a fry behind the stove. We'll take it.
Hey, there's some frozen patties back there, too. Let's grab those. Freak says he wants anal beads with his burger.
Hey, we found this blue thing. Is this edible? No, no, no. Toilet.
No, you can't eat that. That goes in the toilet. Yeah. Oh my goodness, man. Can you imagine if they did shit like that, man? That would be a good idea. Good idea for a restaurant, man. I think you would totally sell out of shit. Like, honestly.
So
fast. No.
About 2 hours and then completely dead.
And then you could offer like Uber services after, like sign a deal with Uber, like Uber lines up to, like, you know, take people home and shit. Freak says, you better order two meals if one comes with an edible. See, that's what we're saying. They'd be sold out of shit. The soda fountain will be empty.
See, and they'd make the horrible mistake the first day of not having enough weed. So, yeah. Like, they'd sell the weed in the first hour, and
there'd
then
be,
like...
There would be riots, dude. There would be fucking riots.
Like, we're not going back there again.
All right, break. What do we got next, man?
Coming to us live from RPG Sites, Squinix announces a single-player dungeon exploration RPG, Dungeon Encounters, set to release on October 14th for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. The game will be priced at $29.99 with a 20% launch window discount, $20
off discount. $20 discount.
Yeah. They'd be pretty pissed about that. Like, wait a minute, are $30 games on sale and release for $10?
Yeah.
Fuck! Developed by Cattle Call, Dungeon Encounters looks to take dungeon RPG mechanics to their basics, where you take a group of explorers into 100-floor simplified grid-based dungeon using ATB-style battles to take on various foes along the way. Ooh, active time battle. The game is several Final Fantasy veteran developers leading its production as follows. Here you go, Frank. This is just for you. Director, Hiroyuki Ito.
Okay, that was great.
Hiroaki Kato.
That's Kato.
Okay. Character design, Ryoma Ito.
Ryoma.
Ryoma? That's how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Okay. Music from Nobu Uematsu.
Oh, so. Wow. That was actually really smooth, Break. You know, just a couple little minor corrections there, man. That's good.
Early purchase discount for Nintendo Switch ends on October 21st, and for PlayStation 4, it ends on October 28th. So there you go.
I don't think this
29th.
I don't think this looks good, guys. I don't know what you think, but the trailer didn't draw me in at all.
It looks very generic in its design. Yeah, I would have to play it to see how it plays.
It's minimalistic is the right word, I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's. Anything else on that, Break?
I'm fine if something that doesn't look pretty, as long as it's fun to play.
Yeah, so. I mean, same here, but
Yeah, right, graphics work.
Yeah, right, man. I played plenty of games that look like shit that I liked.
But... Oh, here's the list of Adult Swim figures. They have Space Ghost. That's good.
Ooh, that's cool.
They have the chicken. Oh, well, the robot chicken. You get the fucking chicken. Meatwad and Frylock, but they don't have Master Shake for some fucking reason. Nathan Explosion, Debbie from C-Lab 2021, and Harvey Birdman from the Harvey Birdman show. So,
That's pretty interesting. You could probably buy a set online. Set of those online for probably a premium, but...
Yeah, on eBay. I got this in my Happy Meal for $5. How much are you selling for?
$500! Maybe I should ask... Yes, an experiment. I should ask Square for a code for this and see if they actually give me one, because it doesn't seem like it's something people will be clamoring for.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Square Enix doesn't like to give shit up, man. All right. Here we go. From RPGsite.net, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin unleashes its chaos on March 18th for the PS5, 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, and PC. So there you go.
Via Epic Game Store, because apparently that's the deal that's signed with them. All of the PC releases have to be on Epic Game Store for a year before they put it on Steam.
What?
Yeah, that's their strategy going forward. They made a deal. I guess they have to do so many games this way.
Frank has played games with shit, not just games that look like shit. How dare you, Freak Vibe? You're exiled. He used fresh dino shit.
That's fucking gross, Frank. You should be ashamed of yourself.
How does Freak Vibe know this?
I guess he read documents that you left.
Documents.
He somehow found them.
You're a son of a bitch, Eric.
Freak Moonlight is an archaeologist.
Yeah, Freak is an archaeologist, and like on Frank, all things Frank.
That's how he found your house.
You're not as old as Frank's text.
All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is. Excuse me. Re-Legend launched for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC in November 2021. And during the 5 of 5 Games Tokyo Game Show stream, publisher announced the game will be exiting Early Access and is developed by Magnus Game Studio. And it was kickstarted back in 2017. I nearly forgot about that because there's so many Kickstarter campaigns. But anyways, here's a description of the game. Washed ashore on Vaka Island without memories, you must start a new life and find ways to recover your lost memories. In order to do so, you must first learn how to survive on the island, cultivating the land, befriending monsters, expanding the village, and raising a very own magical creature known as the Magnus. So it's a little bit of monster and farm sim, I guess?
Yeah, that's what I'm gathering that. Yeah, that's what it seems like. But no big deal. I guess that'd be okay. I mean, for people like that shit. Freak 5 says, I saw the cave drawings, you son of a bitch. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
All right.
Am I here?
Anything else on that, Eric?
Other than the fact that Frank is the one who made the lance for the lance that pierced Jesus. And it was called the Lance of Frank, but they realized that was a lame name, so they renamed it the Lance of Longness.
What an asshole you are, Eric, you son of a bitch. All right, let's see, Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, a huge ad for Diablo 2, oh my god. Wow, like this thing is all over my screen here.
You rolled over it, dude. You made the mistake.
Oh my god. Fuck, god damn it, I want to play that game, but I don't want to support them. Fuck.
I know. Wait till it goes cheap, dude. I mean, it'll be cheap soon.
I mean, at the same time, like, I've heard, like, the developers, the people that worked on the game.
Yeah. People that worked on the game.
Crashing and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. No, I was just saying, but, like, the people who worked on the game, a lot of those people were victims of the shit that we're protesting, that I want to protest, so I feel kind of bad at the same time. It's like, I'm hurting them, too, and I don't want to hurt them.
Well, they already made their money, you know, so, you know, you're not hurting them at all, so. Well,
I'm talking about the staff, though, you know, the people who made the games.
That's what I'm saying.
Is Resurrected a physical release?
Not sure.
Because if it is, you can just buy it used.
Yeah.
That's true. It'll be on Xbox One and PlayStation 5, right? So I'm sure it'll get a physical release on those.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Scarlet Nexus warps the Game Pass on this fucking ad that's popping right back up on my screen. Oh my god, I exited out of you, fucking piece of shit. New DLCs revealed. The Xbox Game Pass is a strong service for gamers who enjoy the all-you-can-play approach to their favorite hobby, but until recently it hasn't been home to an especially strong lineup of titles from big Japanese studios. That's slowly shifting, as we've just learned, courtesy of Tokyo Game Show. Today marks the arrival of an important pair of additions, Nandai Bamco's Scarlet Nexus and Pike Chummysoft's AI Selenium. Somnium Files? Jesus. Okay. Whatever. Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to go into the descriptions of these games. Scarlet Nexus is now available for, you know, everything.
Yeah. I am not playing the trailer because every time I play the damn trailers for Nandai Bamco, They put a copyright, so no trailer. We skipped the story, so I'll go ahead and do that.
I needed a better name for Spike Chunsoft, though. That Chummy Soft, that wasn't
good. Let's see. Let's read chat. Weiland said they've been doing... they've been doing their best with the bugs, he says, about Diablo 2. Help them pay the women who are suing them. Yeah, exactly. Like WoW, Slagar says. Okay, I'm glad I didn't roll over that ad. Okay, Fishing RPG Moonglow Bay delayed to October 26th. Let's see, delay message can be found below, which states, we've been working on Moonglow Bay for 4 years alongside CodeSync, with a couple of, publishers, okay, to make the best experience possible. Sadly, over the last few weeks, we've been encountering some pesky bugs, which have made getting a clean release build difficult. The game is now in a good place and in the final stage of development, but still needs to pass the final hurdles to, you know. I mean, at least they put out a statement. I like when they do this type of stuff. You know, if you're going to delay for the right reasons, this is the right reasons. And, you know, they apologize and let everybody know. October 26th. It's not that big of a deal, you know. So there you go.
What really confuses me is why is they making a full game out of something that is a mini game in every other RPG?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, fishing?
By the way, RPGs, fucking do something new. I'm fucking sick of fishing. Just saying.
Well, fishing's always fun in Zelda, you know. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, man. Fishing, I don't know. Fishing in video games is popular for a reason, Breakman. It's like one of the most relaxing things.
It's because they're made in Japan, and Japanese like fishing.
Well, I mean,
that's a total stereotype I'm just rolling with right now.
Well, I don't even know if this game is a Japanese developed game.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, what I'm saying, Break, like, what else are they going to do other,
you know, being racist?
What are they going to do? Exactly. What are they going to do instead of fishing, like butterfly catching, like in Animal Crossing, you know, like bug catching? I mean, you know, I mean,
fish catching, like SpongeBob SquarePants,
maybe? Oh, well, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Wyland says, I haven't had any issues myself with the game, but I'm also playing it offline, Wyland says, about Diablo 2, I'm assuming.
So most of the bugs are online related?
Yeah, probably, Wyland. Okay. Eric, next story, please.
Huh?
Trying to get rednecks to play video games.
Oh, yeah. Next article is, well, you already did the Scotland Nexus one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Monster Hunter Rise for PC's got a release date for January 12th. And, let me open it so I can actually talk about the DLC bits. But, the DLC is going to be, Sunbreak, but it doesn't say whether or not it's gonna launch with Rise or later, because who knows. But, anyways, there'll be more returning monsters that are said to appear in Sunbreak that I guess weren't, I guess more popular ones, maybe a couple original ones. But, there's gonna be a fifth Capcom collaboration for Monster Hunter Rise, which will, be Ghosts and Goblins themed. They already did the Mega Man outfit and stuff.
You know, for a Switch game, this looks fucking fantastic, man. I mean,
but there's also a Sonic the Hedgehog one playing in November.
Yeah. What do you?
Is it gonna be Santa Claus for Christmas?
Because like it coming to PC though, I wonder if that means we can expect an Xbox and PlayStation platform versions. Because I don't have a good enough PC to play this, and I'd much rather play this at 60 frames than the 30 that it plays on Switch.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it looks pretty, and it doesn't look like it's having too much frame rate nonsense, but I agree with you.
It doesn't, but still, I'd much rather play at that frame rate.
I agree, Eric. It's so much smoother playing games at 60 frames, man. It's just, it's an amazing experience. I don't think we're
60 FPS games are just easier to play.
Yeah.
More fun to play.
Yeah, they're, okay, that's a good point. Funner to play, like, smoother experience. That's the whole deal.
Funner is not a word, dude.
Yeah. It's a funner experience.
Hey, Frank was around when language started, all right? So if he wants to come up with funner, then, you know, he has that right.
That's right. Thank you, Breakman.
Frank spoke the first words.
Then. For giving me... Fucking Eric, man. Eric's on fire today, man. He's winning the internet today.
I'm spiteful because I've got a cold.
Yeah, maybe, man. You're a little spunky today, man. Wyland says, my brother had his offline character get wiped. He had just started the game, so it wasn't a huge loss. Still annoying. Yeah. That shit sucks, man. Like in Dark Souls games, I'll create a character, and then I'm, like, sucking so bad at the build that I'm like, fuck, I want to start over, but I'm, like, a quarter of the way in the game, and I'm like, ugh. And then I just quit playing the game. Fuck it.
Maybe if the developers weren't being abused, then they could actually work in a relatively stress-free environment and, you know, not have these bugs happen.
Yeah, so there's no way to, like, respec at all?
Yeah, I know.
No, like that, if there's no way to respect, that sucks.
Yeah. Where'd you get that idea?
I'm talking about Frank, his game. I'm asking him if he could respect or not. He said he had to quit halfway through.
No, not halfway through, about a quarter of the way through. You know, no, it's so dipped. I mean,
that was Diablo 2, though.
No, I'm talking like the Dark Souls games, man. Like no. I'll get into like I'll just make some random
character.
Yeah,
they didn't allow respecking until 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, that's annoying.
Yeah. Although I did have an easy time with Demon Souls, I have to say, man. Demon Souls was not that big of a deal for me. Of course, I cheesed like 2-3 bosses, but you know, whatever. All right.
Chasing bosses is fun.
It is. Any chance I get to do that, man, I'm like, fucking A. let's do this. All right. I think who's next? Breakman, you get the honor of the last story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Relayer will launch with multiple languages on February 17th, 2022. Katakawa Games has now confirmed the release date, which is what I just fucking said it was.
Katakawa.
Okay. Let me see here. Other than the release date, the publisher also released more information and screenshots. For instance, the hate system will have visible values and characters will have different damage modifiers based on how high or low their hate value is. Hate value, huh? The amount of stages in the game is also clarified. The game's main story will have 43 conversational episodes and 42 battle stages. The 45 simulator stages that can be repeated for grinding character levels. After clearing the main story, the player will be able to access another story called the Asterism Voyage Records, which consists of 35 more stages. And there's more about this game that I don't need to really get into, but this game's coming to PlayStation 4 and 5. February of next year.
Yeah.
And the languages are English, French, Italian, German, Spanish, Korean, and traditional Chinese.
So this is a strategy game, I'm thinking? Like some type of...
We just said that.
Oh, you did. Okay. I didn't hear that part.
No.
Yeah, again. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Run, Forrest, run!
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. I mean, it looks like an exciting game to play, but, you know, like this type of strategy game, like from what I'm looking at, it looks kind of cool because like once you pick your moves, then it like acts them out like all cinematically. So, I mean, that's actually kind of cool. I mean,
that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that is an interesting.
Yeah, this is
interesting
basically game. Super Robot Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that is...
I've always wanted to play Super Robot Wars.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's the news, guys, so we're sticking to it, I guess. How dare you, Freak 5, exile, you son of a bitch. All right, anybody know of any homie discounts? Eric, do you know any?
No, but there's quite a bit of sales going on PSN and Xbox.
Yeah, there always is, man. It's hard to keep up. Like, there's like literally pages and pages and pages of sales on both platforms. Breakman, do it. Right. Dear Breakman, what do we got, man?
I've got my own soundboard over here. well, we've actually answered this question before, but I don't see why we can't again. This one comes from Freak 5 Chaos. I think it was Bernie who asked this before, so maybe he might not have heard it. But he says, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Klondike bars are pretty good, man.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much summed it up. There's not much we wouldn't do for a Klondike bar.
Exactly.
I mean, short of murder and rape, I don't know if we have any standards where we wouldn't stoop so low as for Freak Klondike bar.
Anything sexual involving Freak 5 is where I draw the line.
Well, I don't know if it's one of the chocolate flavor. If it's a chocolate filled Klondike bar, I don't know. I have to think about that one.
Really? Wow, Freak 5.
No.
Eric, any thoughts?
Not really.
Have you ever eaten a Klondike bar, Eric?
I've had a couple.
Yeah. Do you
like
them?
The Butterfinger ones the most.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, we'll talk about Butterfingers later, man, for sure. All right. Anything
they
else?
They do have a lot of different flavors of Klondike. Is that what you're going to give out on Halloween, Frank? You're just going to have a whole bag of Klondikes?
I've had Heath Klondike bars, and I had Butterfinger Klondike bars, and I've had the normal ones.
I would say
I
they...
I think I had the peanut ones at some point.
Break, to your point.
So, in other words, get to Frank's house really early.
No.
Or your bag's going to be milky.
No, not necessarily, because this is Colorado, and we're starting to get colder weather now, man. So, yeah. And I'll talk about that either. But Frank doesn't draw the light at anything sexual with an old... How dare you, Freak Five? Too young for Frank. Son of a bitch. Oh, man. You're exiled. I think that's three, man. Three fucking exiles for Freak Five. Anything else, Mr. Breakman?
No, that's... I mean...
Wyland. Wyland, what's wrong with your head, man? All right, that's about it, man. Okay.
No, I just Klondike bars are delicious, and you know, as long as you're not going to get busted by the police, you should pretty much do anything you can to get one.
What do you like better, Klondike bars or ice cream sandwiches?
They're the same damn thing, aren't they? Really?
No,
I mean, Klondikes are basically just chocolate, and the ice cream sandwiches are a chocolate sandwich.
Yeah, like it's like kind of wavery, you know, like, I don't know. I don't eat them because they're so fattening, but.
Yeah. I don't. Ooh, sorry, yawning. Frank. Oh, man,
and I'm the old one? Look at that, everybody. Break, man. Go late so Frank is too tired for making the early visitors perform sexual favors for the Klondike bars. Whatever. Fucking Freak Five, man.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Oh, well, since you asked.
Slagar says wavery. Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's not wavery. It's like I don't know. It's not
wavery.
Cookie. It's not cookie. You guys know ice cream sandwiches, right? What would you consider that?
Like,
what?
Like, I said, wafery, like...
Well, no, not like... I guess. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, it's just, like, maybe... But cake? Really? You would explain it like cake? I don't know.
Yeah, just like a thick cake.
I guess. Okay. All right.
A thin, yet thick cake.
Yeah, okay. I
can't believe this is the conversation we're having right now.
I know.
Like, what the fuck is that thing called on the outside of the fucking sandwich? Ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. What is that on an ice cream sandwich? Did I lose you? Freak Vice says. What are you talking about? Cake. Or the cake. Slagar. All right. I think it's time to move on, man.
I'll do it for cake while we're out of cake.
Oh. Oh, man. I came for cake. Oh, never mind. I'm not even going to say it. All right, let's move on, guys.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know, Breakman, what you've been playing.
I haven't had much time to really play this week. Things have been going on. Anyway, like trying to get this computer working, which it's working, so yay. Right?
I know. What did you do, man? Like dump a bunch of shit off of it or what?
He casted black magic, didn't he?
He was, like, using his necromancy skills, man. What'd you do?
He had a spear inhabit the PC so that it would actually just do what he wanted.
He promised
the spirit a couple things. So.
He secretly bought a new one.
Yeah, that'd be nice. No, actually, I bribed Emperor Palpatine, and he electrified it for me.
Oh, well. That,
surprisingly,
that
worked.
Yeah, the computer finally gave up. You know, it's like, okay.
It kills people, but it works great on computers, so right. It's awesome.
All right, cool. All right, so...
So I've been mostly playing, when I had a chance, Breath of the Wild, which I finally found all the towers, and I decided to go ahead and move on to the... Oh, my God.
Freak 5 is exiled again, man. He's working on a record. I know he is, man. He's up to four. I think the record is 7. I think his record is 7. All right.
I'm sorry. I was forgetting talking about what I was talking about.
You're talking about what you were playing, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, Breath of the Wild. Like, so I got the last tower was my favorite because by the time I found it, like, I was way above it, so all I had to do was paraglide on top of it. I'm like, oh, this is easy. Not like some of the other ones.
Yeah.
So I started doing the story, and now I've got more powerful bombs, which is awesome. So now I can just drop bombs again over bad guys, which is fun. Mm-hmm. Then drop a bomb, and then they see that question mark pop over, like, hey, what's this? Boom! And they fly 10 feet or something, and they do it again, and they're like, hey, question mark. Like, oh, man, these guys are goddamn stupid. This is fun.
All right.
Just keep going back to it.
Hell yeah. Why not?
I mean, really, that's it.
Okay, Eric, what you been playing?
I played more of a Necrobarista, and I finished that, so there'll be a review of that soon. And other than that, I played more Castlevania Advance Collection. I got through all three of those games.
How's that, Eric?
The emulation's really good. I like the encyclopedia for the games. All three of them, the two of those games have encyclopedias in them, but they're kind of cumbersome menus to go through, and you just quick look at it because your quick save menu is also there, and there's a rewind feature, so you can just correct a small mistake.
That's cool.
Or if you're trying to get rare drops to show up, you could just rewind until it shows up.
That's cool. Yeah.
And the encyclopedia for the first game, Circle of the Moon, is great because it didn't have one. And the game also tells you, for Ariasaro and for Circle of the Moon, it tells you when a soul or a card is available on an enemy for you to get, whether or not you picked it up.
That's really good. Nice. That's a good addition for sure. Freak Pie says he's been playing ActRaiser Renaissance. So there you go.
I mean, the only thing the Switch version doesn't have over the other two is achievements. There are no in-game achievements for the Switch version.
Oh, okay. What else have you been playing, Eric?
I played a little bit of Astria Ascending. I played it enough, plus reading a review on it, because I already saw one red flag of it, and that's the terrible voice acting. But it's not a good game, and I played enough and read enough to know that I don't want to play anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm glad I didn't have to buy it to find out it was a mediocre game.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
I played a little bit of a couple other games, but not enough to really talk about it at all.
Yeah. I didn't play much of anything this week, man. Just been busy and tired and... You know, like Breakman said, a bunch of
been watching more of stuff of She-Ra.
Oh,
more than I have been playing games.
Yeah. Okay. Slagar says, I think I would rather seen a Diablo 1 enhanced than Diablo 2. Didn't they, like, do that?
They
weird...
sort of did, but not really.
Yeah, that was gonna say they did a
they,
one.
They did some touch ups for the original PC release, yeah. But they didn't port it to any other platforms, It can't be considered an HD remaster.
I like both 1 and 2. 1 and 2 are good.
They just tweaked it so that it worked mostly.
Okay, let's move on, guys, to
RP Grinders reviews.
Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Let me see. I can actually. Nah. I mean.
Okay.
It's free. It's less RTS and more tower defense. But yeah, they added those. They're not bad, but it also kind of felt unnecessary for them to add it in the first place.
Okay.
But to be fair, the game doesn't force you to do them. They're like part of missions. I mean, you kind of basically have to do them if you want to get to 100% faith to advance the game faster, but you could just play it normally. It would just take longer.
He says, no, that is still there. It is just that every so often, waves of monsters attack the city, and you have to build fortresses and barricades and have champions you can direct where to go. So, okay. Well, yeah, that's not a favorite thing of mine either. Like, like micromanaging within a micromanaging game. You know, that it's to me that's just. I mean, some people really dig that. Like
you know.
And the game's visuals are well, they're not good looking. But if you played Code of Princess and didn't have a problem with the visuals in that game, it's basically the same deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just proof that the developers didn't have much of a budget.
So quest rewards are more for
res assets.
Yeah, quest rewards are more for those champions than for you. He says that kind of sucks too. Okay.
Okay, I can actually review something.
Okay.
I can make four reviews for you.
Okay.
We were talking a while back about like nudity in video games, and I noticed some games on sale. Out of curiosity, I figured, fuck it, I'll try and play them. On a Switch, of all systems, here's some games with nudity in them, specifically just for nudity these games are made. First one's called Hentai vs. Evil.
What?
Yes, Hentai vs. Evil on the Switch. I think I didn't pay more than $3 for any of these games when they're on sale. But this is a third-person shooter where the goal is to take is your girl is trying to rescue another girl. You can customize them to where they're topless or they're in lingerie or whatever. There's only three of them. None of them have names.
I have to wonder how Nintendo allowed this. They probably don't know.
Hey, I think they don't know because this isn't the only one. So they run around topless and you can customize them, make the boobs bigger if you want. Or
I mean, I know Nintendo has a hands-off policy in the returns in regards to content, but I think if it's like specifically nudity, like they'll not approve it because then it's an AL rating.
It's only topless though. Like there's no bottomless nudity. There weren't panties. None of these games feature like bottomless nudity that I've seen. It's just it's all there's boobs and there's nipples. Like yay nipples.
Hey, Freak game. 5 wants you to send him a list for a friend break.
Okay, so Hentai versus Evil. As far as how the game plays, it's one of the worst video games I've ever fucking played. It's an absolute piece of shit in every way.
Yeah, it's like one of those asset flip games you probably see on Steam. In fact, I think it is on Steam.
It probably is. I think it's on PlayStation also, but I was reading about it, and apparently on the PlayStation it doesn't have nudity for whatever reason.
Sony absolutely will not let that stuff happen on their console.
Why would you even play this game without nudity? Like, this is just an absolute terrible game in every
way. Why would you even bother playing it when there's better hentai out there?
that's a good point.
That's a good point.
But so that game gets a one, or it gets a negative 1 out of 10.
Wow.
The next next one I played is, and that was the third-person shooter. This one is a kind of a shmup. This one's called Waifu Uncovered. And what you're trying to do is shoot all these random enemies. There's like poop emoji stuff, and just you're shooting that kind of stuff, and it's kind of weirdly fun at some points. But what you're trying to do is to reveal the in the background there's a naked woman, and that's another one of these games too. Is you're trying to reveal the pictures of a naked cartoon lady. There's a censored option where you can just see them like with like a bra on or like pasties or something like that. Or of course you can go topless and reveal nipples.
So and, all this cost you $3. All these games together or $3?
No,
each?
At most I spent like $3 on each one of them.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
I think two of them I bought for $1. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like Hentai versus Evil. Thank God I only spent $1 on that one. Yeah, and the other one I spent $1. Well, before I get to that one, so Waifu Uncovered. It's kind of a shmup type game. It's actually kind of fun in a little like if you're bored for a couple minutes and you want to just shoot shit kind of way, because it's not that hard of a game. I give it a 4. Like the whole goal of it's just to get the naked pictures underneath of them, but. Like I said, for distraction, it's okay for a couple minutes. The next one is I spent $1 on is called what's the name of this game? Nirvana Pilot Yumi. This one actually has a story plot, and it's a racing game, and this one has a story plot, and you're trying to seduce the characters and have sex with them. there's only a few of them to choose from, and this. It's a weird sci-fi plot where you get into the mind of the pilot. The pilot's the woman, and then you bond that way. And the game isn't fun at all, though. The story's stupid. The racing just pisses me off. It's trial and error, and there's no checkpoint as far as I can tell, which really fucking irritated the shit out of me. It lets you keep doing it over and over for a while, but after a while you start, the more you lose, the less of a connection you get with the woman, and the less connection you get, the less chance you have of sleeping with her. And I never actually got her naked. I'd quit after a while because I was just getting stupid. I'm done with it. So I didn't even get to see any of the nudity in that one. And the last game is called Crawlco Block Knockers.
Wow.
And this is a puzzle game. And sort of like the waifu game, it's there's a naked woman picture you're trying to uncover. And this one, actually, of all of them, I think I enjoyed the most.
What did you give the last one, by the way? You didn't give it a score.
Hentai vs. Evil gets a negative one. I'll give the Nirvana a one.
Okay.
Nirvana right. Pilot Yume gets a one. I'll give Crawlco Block Knockers a five. The highest rated of the scores. You're a little character dude who's pushing blocks around, and you're trying to match blocks, and you can turn on or off enemies if you want, so they're shooting at you. Or if you don't want to deal with them, you don't have to deal with them.
Yeah.
It's matching three blocks and on a 3D layup, on a 3D board. And as far as enjoyability, it was the most enjoyable. The nudity is probably, if you're looking for good nudity, the waifu uncovered was probably the best nudity of them. If you're looking for cartoon nudity, they're not very picturesque in the Crawlco blockers, I'd say, compared to the waifu uncovered. None of it makes me want to take off my pants and jerk off. Just saying.
So it's a negative on the jerking scale.
Yeah, it was really disappointing. I was hoping for something to get me excited, but none of that happened. So, I'm sorry. Did I say that all loud?
Wow. Slagar says, "Yeah, that's what I do: topless and reveal nipples." And then Slagar says, "I hope it's 8-bit nudity."
it's 3D nudity in the Hentai versus Evil game. The other ones are, like I said, they're pictures, basically. You're just trying to uncover the pictures.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, very good. Eric, I didn't see...
In the waifu uncovered game, as you're shooting the enemies, more and more of the character gets uncovered as you go along.
Yeah.
She loses more and more clothes. It progresses, whereas with the block knockers, it's just a steady image the entire time.
Yeah. Okay. I have a review. I was going to review Creepshow, but I think I'll wait till all the episodes are out before I give it a review. But in lieu of that, I'm going to review a movie called Malignant. No spoilers. All I got to say is wow. To me, Malignant is going to be a modern horror classic. It centers around this girl that kind of gets in a fight with her boyfriend, and he pushes her up against the wall, and her head starts bleeding, and then she starts having these visions, and people are wondering if she's psychic or what's going on with her. And there is a wicked twist in this movie, guys. There is a twist that I don't think anybody will see coming. It is a fantastic movie. It's got horror and a monster that's one for the ages. This is a great, great movie, and there's nothing I have really bad to say about this movie. I'm going to do a rarity here. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10, guys, for a horror.
Wow.
Yes. I highly recommend people watch Malignant. I mean, if you want jump scares, if you want batshit craziness from the get, if you want a wicked twist, if you want suspense and horror, this is it. This is James Wan's new movie, Malignant. Go out and see it, is all I can say. I don't want to spoil too much of the plot. So, 10 out of 10, guys. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to definitely watch it again just to make sure I feel that way when I get time. But I'm pretty sure that this one, shut up, Freak Five. He says, one for the ages. That says a lot coming from Frank. He has seen a lot of ages. Exiled, son of a bitch. Go out and watch this movie when you get a chance. It would be worth it anywhere you see it, movie theater, rent it at home, Redbox, whatever. It's well worthy of your time and attention. It's a great, great scary movie, guys. It is a modern horror classic. So that's what I'm going to say. All right. Eric, did you have any reviews, or are you got them up on the feed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Got reviews of Death's Gambit, Afterlife, Hades, and The Tales of Arise.
Oh, cool. Right on. That's really good. I'm going to have to check out that Tales from Arise one. I saw that, and I'll check that out probably after the show, Eric. All right, let's move on to...
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
So here's why it's been a long fucking week for me. Mrs. Breakman has COVID.
Oh, my goodness. Is she okay? A number one.
She's been pretty consistently sick. She lost her scent and her taste, and it's, coughing and all that other horse shit. But it's been consistent for like 5 days now, 6 days.
Yeah.
What was it, Sunday? So 6 days. No.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it sucks. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, did she was vaccinated, right?
I don't know what to say. Like, it just sucks.
Halfway or what? No. Okay. Well,
Johnson.
Like. Oh, okay. Ugh. Okay. Well, she's consistently sick. Breakman. Does she still have fever? Is she?
I'd say it's like a bad cold, as in okay. She's not really running a fever, but she's like close to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Breakman, are you guys going to the hospital for it, or what's going on?
She went to the doctor, and I mean, she basically said there's not much we can do,
Wow. Wow.
Here's some medicine. You're just going to have to go home, and if it gets worse, come back.
Wow.
It's the way it is. The hospitals are overflooded with people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they can't take anybody in if they're not in bad shape. Like my mom was, and she needed oxygen,
Right. So, oh my God, man. I'm so sorry to hear that, man. Yeah.
She hasn't needed oxygen or anything like that. So thank God. Like, I'm just saying, get vaxxed, because God knows it could be way worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Whew. I mean, holy cow, Breakman, that's got to be super harrowing for you. How are you doing, man? You're not, you can get those tests at home things.
I went and got tested again today, and my sweeto is actually, I am still negative.
Oh, wow. Okay, good, man. I mean, not good that Mrs. Breakman's ailing, and, our best to her, and hopefully she gets better, man. I mean, what can you say about it, man? I mean, you were right on the head with all your COVID talk in the past, Breakman. I mean, this is the result. Good people, Good people get it. I mean, what can you do? All right. Anything else, Breakman? I mean, I think that's pretty much a big one.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really new. The same bullshit with politics, Like our Supreme Court. I do like that our... the assholes in the Supreme Court have been going out in numbers saying, no, we're not biased at all.
Oh, boy.
Like, really? You feel the need to defend yourselves, huh?
Yeah,
I wonder
exactly.
Why.
Well, yeah, I mean, six to three, I mean, there's no way anything, even in the middle is going to, pass that Supreme Court. I mean, it's going to be like this for 20, 30 years, dude. I mean,
Yeah. Unless somebody does some actually changes to the Supreme Court, it should have been done a long time ago.
I know. Well, there's term limits.
Our government in general needs a lot of work, but, you know.
I think, I mean, 10 years should be good for the Supreme Court. You know, I mean, let's get new people in all the time. Different ideas.
I was thinking, like, why, if the president gets 2 4-year terms, why is that, why shouldn't we do that for everything else?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I would prefer if everything is one term. That way we could just sweep out all these pieces of shit, and they don't have a lot of time to, you know, fuck up, like with like how we were talking with money. They could just try to get their money right at the beginning, and then that's it. You know, I mean, that's all you get.
And a lot of them say that that's what they spend a lot of their time campaigning for the next election. You know?
Yeah.
That's and we see it in what's going on in Washington. A lot of those guys are working just to keep power. They just want to stay in power. Yeah. They're not doing anything. They're not actually doing anything.
Right. They're all worthless, man. They're all worthless. Freak Fight says, I was playing Joe and Mac on the Switch, and when I beat it, I saw in the credits that Frank Branches was a consultant for the game. hope Mrs. Breakman has a speedy recovery, Bernie says.
Yes, thanks.
Freak 5 says, unless they Biden packs the courts or censored show, what? Censored show, I stay off a watch list. Yeah, I know, Freak 5.
I think it's censored, so I stay off a watch. Yeah, you don't want to, what are you saying, like, he can't say because he doesn't.
Right, and neither can we, and we understand what you're saying, Freak 5, like, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Frank, let me mansplain it for you some more.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree, man. Okay, anything else, Blake?
No, like, I just, everybody sucks. Their whole absolute failure on getting infrastructure done and all this shit, like, and we watched, it's so fucking frustrating to see all this blatant corruption, to see these guys like bought and paid for and not be able to do a damn thing about it, you know?
Well, talk about bought and paid for. Biden's been bought and paid for decades, man. I mean, yeah. You know, so, I mean, his records.
But I mean, specifically like the people holding up like the bill, who are basically getting everything they want with the bill. They got cut in half and now they're getting that cut in half. And,
yeah, I know.
Like, they're working for the people, like, they're getting paid by the people who specifically don't want the bill to be passed. Like, it's just, they don't, they represent corporations. These people don't represent us in any way.
No, they never will, man. Like, we talk about it all the time. Money out of politics, or it's a failed system. I mean,
yeah,
it just is.
I think the one term is a great idea, if you think about it, too, yeah. Because then they're not. Yeah. Like, they're in there for one term, so they're going to try and do as best they can with that one term.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because, you know, they're not going to be – sort of like a president in his second year, you know. He knows he's not going to get – he can't be president again, so he's going to – he's kind of got a fuck-it attitude.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do about it? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that should be the way that they think all the time without money. Let's do stuff for the people. And our money is, I mean, think about it. Their money's already there. Those motherfuckers make like hundreds of thousands of year, you know, dollars a year,
yeah.
Just with their salaries alone. Why the fuck do they need lobbyists and, you know, other forms of fucking
income?
These
weren't supposed to be careers. Like, these politicians have turned, and it's become a career. It was never meant to be a career.
Yeah.
It was meant to be a civic duty that then you go back to doing your normal life.
How much worse could it get than right now, Freak 5? Like, people are suffering. Like, this, I mean, this, if this pandemic proved that the government doesn't give a fuck about its people, then what does? I mean,
well, let me ask you this. Do you think AOC, for instance, if she only had one term, she would actually be like more like she says she is?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I mean, but then you got the opposite, you know, like the ones like Joe Manchin, a Democrat, right? Who's a fucking Republican. He's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he would be even worse. Like, I mean, I understand Freak Five's point, you know, one term might be worse, but I mean, at least that person will be the fuck out of there. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, do you want somebody that's always, like, for instance, Joe Manchin, do you want him continually to be in office all the fucking time? Like, could, you know what you're getting with him. You know, at least you have a chance, even if it's small, that someone else would do the right thing. You know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's a, this, I mean, it's a failed experiment, man. Like, we've had a good run, and it's almost over.
Well, yeah. It was never meant to be a two-party system. The Republicans and Democrats have corrupted the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've ruined what it once was, what it was meant to be.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. We need to move on, though.
He has a point that he wants to say. They will just care about getting elected and then do what they want to make as much money as they can during that term.
Yeah.
And he said the worst politicians would do worse quicker.
Yeah.
If it was only one term.
I agree.
I disagree because they're already doing it, and he's saying it would be worse. But I mean, maybe. Well, a lot of the problem is there's no accountability and there's no real checks and balances going on. Like, people who do this thing aren't held accountable at all.
How about we just get rid of the lobbying?
Get rid of the
lobbying, period. No dark money. No, you know, no corporate contributions. Only actual people can contribute to politicians. That's it. The people. That's it. No corporations, not Walmart, not fucking and no dark money, all of it. Get rid of all of that big time corporate money and, you know, dark money, and it's just the people. The people put money behind who they want. And it's not just a Democrat thing, it's not just a Republican thing. It could be a Green thing, it could be a fucking Independent thing, it could be a Libertarian thing, it could be, you know, but whoever the people put their money behind has a better chance of winning. How about that for a change, you know? And then if it's bad, then you vote them out and you try again.
Like, I don't like that. Like, we got to get money out of politics. We don't want, like, the person getting the most, like, money to be the most influential.
Well, but think about it. There has to be some form of getting a person's name out there, right? And that takes money, Breakman. And the only way that it's –
We have the richest country in the world. Why can't our government pay for that?
Well, you don't want the government paying for that either, because who's to say that they'll be fair with it? You know what I mean? I mean,
we know how broken the system is. I'm just saying, like, in a speculative, in a perfect
system. But think about what I'm saying, Breakman. If the people all want to put their money behind, I don't know, fucking AOC, for instance. I mean, that's a terrible example because she's turning out to be just another politician. Then that's what happens. But then that person might think, okay, all these people put money behind me. I'm for the people. Let me do things for the people, you know what I mean? Instead of, they're not going to have the pressure of lobbyists, you know. They're not. I mean, in other words, Exxon can't come in and say, "Oh, here's $20,000 to vote this way on a fucking bill, so we can build pipelines or whatever the fuck the case is." You see what I'm saying? And then that person can really think about what's best for the people, whether or not it's the right or wrong decision. At least they would be beholden to the people. And if the people decide, oh, wow, that wasn't a good job that person did in their term, let's get somebody else. And then they put, someone else in that position. Like, let's say, okay, we don't like her anymore. Let's go with someone else that might have fresher, better ideas. But again, that person is held accountable to the people. And then that person does good for the people, and the people support that person again. You see what I'm saying? If you're not going to do big-time term limits, then that's the way it should be. This person should be.
Like, the problem with, like, not having term limits is what we've got right now is that people get just reelected, reelected, and reelected. Like, they get – it's name recognition more than anything, I think. Yeah. The name recognition and the number, the letter next to your name, if it's an R or a D.
Yeah, and I hate it. I mean, we brought up the point several times there should be way more parties, Green Party, you know, Independent Party, People Party, whatever, you know. Dungeon says this is why despotism and civilization was always the most efficient government. If the people needed libraries for learning in every city, it was done and no one disagreed. Yeah, I know, man. Not to mention, we'll end up with an uneducated racist assholes eventually because everyone else had their their terms. Maybe. I mean, how do you know that unless you try Freak Five? I mean, that would just push it underground more than it is now. You said fair and government in the same breath. Yeah, I know, Sligar. I mean, I really shouldn't. Could you say AOC and hentai in the same breath? I sure can. Yeah, what else do you say? The RP Grinders Party. Yeah, that's a party I could get behind. What say you, Eric? Let's start the Grinder Party.
Mm.
But the best science was always done with democracy, so my government could be super moody, too. You know,
about Civ.
Yeah. I think we're a failed experiment, guys. I mean, honestly, I think it's just a matter of time. Like, I mean, something has to give here, right? It's gotten to that point, you know. I'm not saying everybody's wrong or right, or this side is right or wrong or whatever, but all I'm saying, you know, is just, you know, something has to change. Let's see, another TV viewers in chat. Dr. Lucy Love is in chat. Of course, Wyland. Joint Effort is in chat. So, welcome on, Ian peeps. I think they've been there for a while, but I just thought I'd mention them now. Yeah, I don't think there's a real answer. Where are we at? Eric, your stinkos, man.
My stinkos are the death of Takao Saito, who wrote the Golgo 13 manga.
Oh, wow.
That's a manga that went on for 200-something volumes for, like, back in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. Great pyramid stat, Dungeon says.
But the other one, this one, I don't understand what would band name Namco is doing, because they decided to change their logo, and it's the most uninspired, boring design I've ever seen.
Yeah, I put it up on the screen now, Eric, and ugh. You know what I mean? It's like, it is. You're right, man. I mean, look at the above.
They have at least kept a color theme from the original logo.
Well, the original logo looks so much better because it actually looks like a logo. You know what this looks like? Like a speech?
This looks like just
a speech bubble. Yeah, like some type of speech bubble. Makes zero sense. You know,
they said it was because of the manga culture that exists, but like, that sounds like a poor reason.
Yeah.
Like, not the actual reason, which was probably some focus and shit that marketing came up with.
Yeah, exactly. It looks stupid, man.
I hope they get backlash and they just change it and they never use this thing.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, in Civ 2, I would switch between fundamentalist government and democracy fundy to get things built, democracy to learn new things for them to build. I landed on Alpha Centauri in the 1700s. I need, okay, break van, yeah. Everyone using horse buggies and Frink is launching rockets to the stars. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Shit, where are we, man? I guess it's my turn to do my stinko, right? Well, since we're talking about government, man, infrastructure. Denver, I'm convinced that Denver and the Denver metro area has some of the worst streets in the entirety of the United States, man. It is awful, and there's a lot of construction work being done, but it's not nearly enough and not quick enough. And there is plenty of money to get shit done, right? Like everybody says, we're the richest country in the world. I think on average, we pay more than most countries in taxes. Why are these roads so fucking horrible? All right, that's my answer. And I know the answers is because government sucks and inefficient and a bureaucracy and, you know.
And because our tax dollars mostly pay for military.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's partially true, but there's plenty of money left over for infrastructure, but we can't
get... Well, all the money is gone. It's been taken by the fucking rich people.
Yeah, well, that too. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's still part of our country, and, you know, because they're citizens of our country, but they're hoarding it all and sitting in their, I don't know. I'm just irritated. Sorry.
Yeah, the 1% definitely rules everything, and it sucks. Yeah. Slagar says, Green Bay roads are bad, so they can give us a decent Oktoberfest. At least you have Oktoberfest, Slagar. What do I got here in Denver? You know what I mean?
Oh, we have Oktoberfest here, too. I'm not doing anything until there's some resolution on COVID of some sort.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, man. Like, I went to Vegas, and I mean, I understood everybody's concerns, like Freak Fives and you guys and other people. But
how many
like,
people were wearing masks over there?
I would say outside, maybe 50%, but I mean outside, I mean it was so hot, like there was no using a mask outside, guys. Like you would, I mean, it was so weird. Okay, it was over 100 degrees every day that we were there, and when you were outside, it was stifling even without a mask. Like, it was hard to breathe without a mask, so I couldn't wear a mask. None of us, I mean, Bernie couldn't wear a mask. Like, most people outside had their mask off. So yeah, I mean, I didn't get the notification that I was exposed to anybody with COVID until I came back to Denver. And that's when I got a couple of notifications that I was near somebody that tested positive for COVID. I tested and I'm negative, but it's like, I mean, when are we going to get back to any sense of normalcy? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I mean, it was what, almost 2 years? And since, you know, when I went to Vegas, it was almost 2 years. And I couldn't put it off anymore, guys. I was like, I got to do something. I have to do something. And I know it was risky. You know, I knew the risk when I went, and I got lucky. But people are feeling the same way. I'm not the only one that feels this way. Like, most people are feeling this way. You know, but there's just a sense of, like, what else are we going to do? Like, the vaccinations are rolled out, and everybody that got them is going to get them, and everybody that isn't, which seems to be about 50-50. So now my mentality is, like, the only way that this thing is going to get done and over with is if we do just start mingling, and whoever gets it, and whoever survives, and whoever doesn't. And I know it's fucked up to feel that way. I know it's fucked up to feel that way. But
let me say what I think. I think personally we need to eliminate the disinformation system first.
Yeah.
If we can do something about that, I think we can start getting people on board. And like, if they can stop going on Facebook and seeing that, hey, COVID vaccines give you super magnets in your body where you walk around the house and the fridge will kill you, or, you know, some shit like that that they learn
right,
on Facebook.
Right.
I wanted to talk about for a free-for-all, but you decided to do tourney. But I don't know if there'll ever be room for that. But we wanted to talk about the vaccine mandates.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, actually, because we have plenty of time to do the tourney. Eric, no problem. We can push back the tourney a week. I have no issues with that whatsoever. So, you know, that's fine. And it's an important topic, and it's worth talking about. So anyways, infrastructure, and I don't know how COVID got put into that. Wait, you went to Vegas and didn't think you were? No, I did think I would be around people with COVID, Slagar, but I was vaccinated and I knew the risk. I knew I could still get COVID. There was a slight chance I could die. But how long are we going to put off our lives, Slagar? That's my question. How long are we going to prolong before we all go stir crazy, before we all fucking mentally go fucking berserk? I mean, like, some shit has to fucking give, you know, something has to give here. Like, either we go on complete lockdown until everybody gets fucking vaccinated or not, or this virus just magically fucking disappears. And the government gives us money to stay home every fucking month, not every 6 months. Or we all just fucking mingle. And if you choose to wear a mask or not, that's up to you. And, if you die, you die, and if you don't, if she dies, if he dies, he dies. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, we're at this weird point in history, guys, where, like I said, something has to give. You know, either the government gives us money to stay home and locks us all down, which none of us are going to like. I mean, I'm sure we're going to enjoy the money that comes in. Maybe, you know, some people make a lot more than whatever the government would give us. Or everybody says, throws their hands in the air and says, you know what? Let's just live our lives and whatever fucking happens, happens. You know? No, I know this type of shit has happened, Slagar. But what I'm saying is that something has to give. Though, you know, it is a weird point in history. I'm not saying that it has not happened.
You never said
before.
It was the only weird point.
Yeah, I never said it was the only weird point in history. I just said it's a weird
point
in history.
Friends seem like 100 by now.
Yeah. Hey, Rebel Lust 002 is in chat. He says, he or she says, what's good people? I don't know what you're referring. What do you mean? What's up, good people? Mm-hmm. Not much, not much, Rebel. We're just having
Wait,
this.
What did you think he meant? Or she meant?
Well, what's
they
good?
Meant.
Like a question. What's good
what's
people?
Up, maybe instead of what's good.
What's good people? Oh, I see that. Okay, I see. All right. The comma, the lack of comma didn't. Freak 5 says Frank acts like he didn't see this happen during the Black Plagues and the Spanish Flu.
He doesn't remember them.
How dare you? You're not going to get...
Little known fact, he was instrumental in the polio vaccine, too.
I'm walking off this show. walking off this show, man. So what do we do, guys? Like, what is the solution here? Do we lock everybody down and start giving us money? Because there's no way everybody can be locked down with no money, right? I think that's something we can all agree. If the government shuts us down like they've done in other countries, then they've been better at giving money every month. We either do that or we mingle. You know, we say, fuck it, everything is open, no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. I mean, I know the hospitals are overwhelmed, but maybe the government has to pour money into more hospitals, more nurses, more doctors, more whatever. Maybe we need to import doctors and nurses from different countries, you know?
The thing is, we're hoarding all these vaccines, but we're not distributing them worldwide. Like
whoa,
we should.
Whoa, whoa, Frank. You can't be talking about bringing people in from other countries. Republicans might hear you.
Frank still keeps his plague doctor's mask with the giant beak in the claw. How dare you, Dungeon? Do you want your first ever exile, Dungeon? Because I'll do it, man. I won't hesitate. Freak Five says, that's right. Frank is old and has probably forgotten what... You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Frank is still using leeches. Slagar says, Das Frank. Look, Slagar, I'm not saying I want the government to put everybody on lockdown. I'm saying this is a point in time. This is... It's half-assed. Either solution is half-assed. So it's
yes,
gotta...
everything been done so far has been half-assed.
Yeah.
Exactly true.
So either...
But I think we should force the vaccine. I'm sorry, people who don't want it, like...
I don't know if
sorry,
I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that, Breakman.
There's actually some scientific basis for why a vaccine mandate could go wrong. Because,
if
you over-vaccinate the populace... You'll just stimulate the viruses and the mutating into other strains.
Yep, exactly right, man.
It's already done that, though.
Yeah, but
yeah.
And
it's entirely possible because of the efforts of other countries that have been so strong. That's what it did in response.
Road Dog is in chat. What's up, Road Dog? Nice to see you. We're having a okay.
And then you have to then if people like get COVID, they have natural immunity on some level.
Wyland is exiled.
Then you're going to ask them to get vaccinated after that. You're just going to probably end up killing the antibodies that are already there.
Yeah, see, there's the thing. I mean, there is solid evidence that if more than 70% of the people... So you can't mandate vaccines, Breakman. It's just not... not feasible.
And then
because,
I'm talking aside from the people who just can't because they're immunocompromised.
But. Right. But here's what Eric is saying, Breakman. If you vaccinate more than seven, like let's say the vaccines are mandated, right? You clear across the board. Like everybody has to get
we've
one.
We've done it before.
Right.
Done it before.
Everyone has to get it, right? Okay. Everyone gets it, right? So now.
Well, this is the only issue I'm having. It's like, where's, I'm like, I watched the Dr. Malone interview on Jimmy Dore show, and he's like one of the co-licensors for the mRNA vaccine.
Yeah. He was a super knowledgeable doctor that worked on the mRNA vaccine. And I also watched that interview, Eric, and it's scary. And
the only thing that bothers me though is I guess I need to look it up, but like where's the hard data that like what makes there's been vaccine mandates in the past. They've been successful, but what makes this situation different than that it wouldn't be a viable option?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing that really bothers me.
Okay, hold on.
I don't see how because we've done it in the past. We've done it several times.
I'll explain.
And it's worked every time.
No, here, I'm going to explain something to you, Breakman, here in just a second.
The only thing I can think of is because we're already in the endemic state, so it's like trying to put a Band-Aid on a huge wound.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point.
Hold on.
A Band-Aid, though. The vaccine is the best weapon against it.
But yet our hospitals, we vaccinated more now than ever, Breakman, and we got more people than ever in the hospitals right now. So
like a 60% vaccination rate, though.
Now we're hearing that like the problem with these vaccines so far is that they're kind of leaky.
Yeah.
They're kind of, one, they're not developed for these new strains, so they're not as effective, and two, they taper off in usefulness later on.
Yeah, hold on.
And apparently there are some better platforms in development by smaller companies. That are approaching it from different angles, which might be make them more effective.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get to chat, and then I'll chime in here. Weiland is exiled. He says, false. Frank keeps his plague doctor's mask in his sex dungeon. How dare you, Weiland. Freak 5 makes a good point. Give everyone a UBI. Let those who want to work, and those who want to stay home can stay home. Depends on how much the UBI is, Freak 5. If the UBI is enough for me to pay all my bills and rent, then okay. If not, fuck off with UBI too. Slagar says, Eric confuses possible with probable. Not necessarily, Slagar. Weiland says, saw the mask and made a break for it. Oh my goodness. Freak says, Mug escaped the sex dungeon. I thought Frank just turned off the Wi-Fi so much.
Plus, I never said I completely agree with that assessment. I'm just telling you things I've seen.
Yeah.
And right. I was playing them out.
Yeah. Bernie is complicit. Who do you think is recording her OnlyFans? How dare you, Freak 5? Oh, son of a bitch. Don't bring Bernie into this. How dare you? So here's my thing, guys. Like I said, I'm almost with you and I'm not, Breakman. Either make everybody get this motherfucking vaccine, which, by the way...
Except for the people who can't. I mean, that's part of the point of everyone else getting it, is that there are people who can't get it.
Right. Immunocompromised people.
Yes.
But if you don't want it, why should I make you do it? I think it's an overreach, Break. I mean, yeah. I know
and
what...
Think about it this way. If you don't mandate vaccines, then people might actually feel inclined because they don't feel the government's encroaching on their rights, so they might just do it of their own volition.
Yeah.
What? That's... But they... Oh my God! But they've
well,
had.
You can't,
there's
well, you
never
can't
been
help
a mandate.
Hopeless cases. I don't care about the hopeless cases.
Weiland says
they're never going to get it. So.
Weiland says COVID.
Yeah, I'm talking about people that are on the fence.
Weiland says COVID pill to cut risk of hospitalization by half. So, I mean, there's new stuff coming out, but people are always going to be hesitant. You know, if you don't, I mean, I don't know what the solution is, guys. Like, to me, it's either all the way or. Fuck it. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at right now. Road Dog says, Smack Bernie on the ass and tell her the adults are talking. How dare you, Road Dog? Wow, she's going to have to spank you later,
I'll
Road
spank
Dog.
You later.
Slagar says, wait, there's bitching on the show about false or misleading information, but it's, quote, it's just something that I've seen is good.
We're throwing ideas out, and we can help each other out, can't we?
What's that, Eric?
Never mind. You weren't listening.
No, I didn't hear you, dude. Like, kind of broke up. What'd you say?
Oh, okay. I said we're trying to figure things out here. I mean, give us a break, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. Look, none of us are experts.
None of us are saying do this or do that. It's like, why are you extrapolating that from what we're talking about?
Right. I agree with that, Slagar. Like, we're not saying like we're. It's just there's it, man. It's such a difficult thing to go through. What I'm saying is nothing has worked thus far because the hospitals are just as filled as they were when there was zero vaccinations as there are now with what Breakman said, 60% vaccinations. So what's another 10% going to do, Breakman? You know what I mean? Like that herd immunity? Well, fuck it. That's just...
Part of the problem is that there are clumps of unvaccinated and clumps of vaccinated.
Yeah.
There are certain states with a lot of vaccinated, and then there are certain states with a lot less vaccinated. So it's like 60% of the population. But
Slager, I feel like you're half listening to us. So,
but in certain,
hold on, Eric. Hold on.
It didn't work out.
Go ahead, break. Sorry.
So I was going to say, like, states like, say, New York, there's going to be a lot more people who are vaccinated over states like Idaho or something like that.
Yeah, because of population
So we are seeing this spread because there are huge pockets of unvaccinated people.
Yeah. I mean, there's no easy solution to this whole thing. I think that's what the main gist of everything we're saying is, guys. Like, it's the way that it is. You know, it's just... I mean, there is no easy solution. I mean, we could come up with vaccine after vaccine, which, by the way, we took a big risk taking those vaccines to begin with, Breakman, because none of them were FDA approved. You know what I'm saying? All of us that took...
Right, but now they are.
Now they are, right? Now they are, but we still don't know long-term effects. We, you know, I mean, there's a lot of shit involved in this whole thing, you know, and it's like... It's a scary proposition. I agree. Everybody should have, you know, taken the risk because it was a risk. But what if the risk turned out to be way worse than not even taking the vaccine? What if we find out these vaccines are, you know, like cause brain...
Tucker Carlson?
No. Don't break, man.
This is the kind of shit they talk about on like Newsmax and shit.
No.
Let me make my position clear on the matter. Yeah. For people who might be confused, I am pro-vaccine. I'm not necessarily pro-mandate because of the things I've just described. And I think people should look into it themselves and make their own judgments.
Yeah.
Instead of accusing me of trying to... put out some kind of agenda.
So let me ask you this.
And I think the issue is a lot more complex than everybody needs to get a vaccine mandate. Everybody needs to get a vaccine. And
I agree with that.
I'm pro-vaccine, but like, I can't just say everybody should, you know, be forced to.
I completely disagree because of like polio and measles and stuff like that.
But you can't
we
compare.
Eliminated
look,
a lot of those, except Breakman. You know, anti-vaxxers.
Like I said, the only reason I'm on the fence about that issue is because I haven't seen the hard data to suggest why the situation with the past
situation
we find ourselves in now.
Yeah, let me rewind a little bit. Breakman, polio was way more devastating than COVID was. Do you agree with that?
No, COVID has caused more deaths than a lot more
per
deaths.
Capita? Per capita?
Well, a lot of that was due to government negligence, though. So.
Yeah, negligence. Not. I mean, I'm just looking
COVID's
at...
COVID's caused more deaths than any war we've been in at this point.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. There's no question
like,
about
there's
that.
There's no comparison to COVID. Like, you guys are downplaying COVID.
I'm not downplaying COVID. You know
are.
What? Breakman, let me tell you,
you
something.
You really are.
Hold on.
You're not, but you're like, you're quoting, like, stuff that I read on like, extreme right-wing
okay.
websites.
Hold on. This is what I'm saying, Breakman.
Frank is the one that said that, not me.
Breakman,
yeah,
hold
you.
On.
It was Frank.
No,
was Frank.
These are my own thoughts. I never watched Tucker Carlson, by the way.
He was the name that came to mind, but it was actually more extreme right-wing websites than Tucker Carlson.
Okay, hold on. I'm for the vaccines, Breakman. You know, I've told everybody, get your vaccines.
I've told people to wear masks.
Wear masks every fucking
wash
week.
Wash your hands.
You're right. Wash your hands. Do
cover
everything.
Your face when you're coughing.
Do everything in our power to mitigate this thing because it is devastating, Breakman. I'm not downplaying COVID, dude. I mean, I had
I kind of didn't want to do anything for 2 days because I found out my uncle and several of my family members have COVID. And my uncle's really bad because he's got COVID pneumonia. And I'm wondering whether or not he'll even survive.
Yeah, see,
that's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. Look, I had somebody fairly close to me.
And they got vaccinated.
Hold on, Eric. So, let me speak, dude. Here's the thing.
Except my aunt. One aunt is a conservative moron, so of course she didn't.
Okay. Here's my thing, Breakman. I personally had, I mean, we've all had people that know people or people that we that have been connected to us that have died from COVID at this point, right? It is a devastating fucking thing. There is no question about it. But so far, in my opinion, science has not caught up to COVID, man. The fact that there are, and what Eric was saying was right. If we go the extreme route, what you're saying, and we say everybody has to get vaccinated, period, right? What is the penalty for not getting vaccinated, first off, Breakman? What's the penalty? You go to jail? What do we do? We quarantine you? What?
So some people are not
quarantining.
Some people are getting fired from their jobs.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's something that can happen, too. Like, if you don't want to follow the company policy, you're going to lose your job.
Well, I mean, that's...
But let me point out one thing, too.
Yeah.
The ICUs and hospitals are being filled up with people that aren't vaxxed.
Right.
90% of the people in the hospitals right now aren't
That's a
vaxxed.
Good point. That's a great point. You know, but here's what I'm saying, Breakman. Let's say we make everybody get vaxxed. What Eric touched on a point that I think was glossed over, right? This, we have a very good chance, if we all get vaxxed, right, that this particular coronavirus, right, I think coronavirus 1 was the common cold, if I'm not mistaken, but this particular virus, if we get everybody vaccinated, there is a chance, I don't know what the percentage of chance it is, but there could be a variant that could be extremely fucking devastating, even more so than anything we've seen, to the point where it takes down the population by fucking, you know, 25%.
That's speculation, though. That's like there's a small chance that this might happen.
No. This is based on data, Breakman. This is not speculation. There's a good chance that that's what could happen. So we're kind of, if we do
that, then why hasn't it ever happened in the past?
Because we've not been up to 90-100% vaccination ever. Name me polio. We weren't
eliminated polio.
Yeah, we eliminated by herd immunity, not by you know.
Don't you need at least like 50% for herd immunity?
70%. It's 70%. Which we're almost there. I mean, I would hope that we would get there, but it seems like there's a 50-50 divide here in the United States. Right, Eric? Right, Breakman? Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like 50-50. Like, 50% of the population doesn't want to get vaccines, and it's based on party lines, right? And that's the divide that, you know...
That's something that's not really true, because there are a lot of people who are... there are a lot of minorities who are against it.
Yeah.
Because, and well, I say black people especially have a good, they, of the only people I would say who really have a good reason not to trust vaccines because of what the history of how black people were treated as experiments by our government. Yeah, so I can definitely see them being hesitant, and there's been a lot of that in the black community. So
yeah, no, I know that
which
too,
and I completely understand that. But like anybody, like the rest of us, like you know,
I don't know, man. I don't see either extreme.
I've seen like the side effects of somebody who survived polio. You know, it's just we don't know the side effects of COVID yet.
So what do you think the better solution is, Breakman?
I told you what I think the best solution is, and that's the most people vaccinate as many people as we can.
I think I would agree with that actually, Breakman. In principle, if we can get 70%, that's herd immunity, right? And it's only we're only about 10% away from that. Like, but I mean, like, are we going to lock everybody down? Like, what are we going to do to force that issue? Break like how would we quarantine? In other words, I'm saying if the government came down right now and said it's mandatory no matter what, right, what are we going to do with the 40% of the population that isn't vaccinated? How can we separate 40% of the population until they get vaccinated?
Well, I mean, they won't be allowed to go in stores. They're not going to be allowed to go to work, job places. Like, they're going to have to either conform or just stay home.
But
as long as they possibly can.
So you would be okay with 40% of the population that is either afraid or whatever reasons they have for not getting the vaccines. You're okay with them, like, not being able to go buy groceries and, you know, just stuff like that? Like that just seems, like, kind of inhumane. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. That's a little bit too far. Wyland says just say execute them. You're right.
You're basically abandoning them at that point.
You're right. I am taking it a little too far.
But I mean,
they can still go to the grocery stores, but they're going to, you know, they shouldn't. Why is it their right to get me sick?
Well, I understand. I get what you're saying. Like, this is nobody's fault, by the way.
Don't the rest of us have the right to be well? I mean.
Right.
Well, isn't that kind of the same argument as to why there was a smoking ban?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
You kind of cut out there for a moment. What'd you say?
What did you say, Eric?
So, isn't that kind of similar to the argument that people had against us or have for a smoking ban?
Yeah. See, it's such a fine line, Breakman. I understand what you're saying.
I understand. Like, then what about, say, a choice? Like, this gun, like this store has a gun on site or something like this.
No, I know in principle, in principle, it's annoying, but in practice, I don't know if that's something that's really acceptable.
Yeah,
That's
a good way of putting it, Eric. That's a great way of putting it. Like, in principle, it's
like they shouldn't be doing that, but we can't just make them do it,
right? It's like everybody should vote, right? But are you going to just force everybody to vote? Like, you know, put a gun to their head and say, push the buttons? Like, that's no way of, like...
This isn't a very good comparison because you're comparing, like, voting, which is, like, which guy's going to kill me less? Which one of these assholes is going to kill me less?
That's absolutely correct, Breakman. You're right, man. It's not even a comparison. We're damned if we do, damned if we don't, man. Like, Yeah, no. Look, what I'm saying, guys, is like that study I don't think was too far off. I bring it up from time to time, the Harvard study in 1973 that or it was MIT that did a study in 1973 and Harvard just this year like reaffirmed it that it was right on the money. Like 20 years. I think we got 20 years, guys, before this society or society in general just fucking says fuck it and takes a dump. And it makes kind of sense.
I don't know, like I think every 20 years that gets trotted out and it never happens. So it's like
No. Eric, this one was different, man. This is the study in 1973 by MIT, right? MIT is super, I mean those guys are actually like super geniuses there. If you're in MIT, you're a super smart cat, right? So what they said there is approximately, in the year 2040 based on all these factors, right? Every you know, like socioeconomic, race, you know, government, all these factors, right? Based on all these factors, the trajectory is 2040, 2045, somewhere in that realm, like society's going to fucking crumble. And then Harvard.
So, I don't know. I feel like I have more faith in humanity enough to like, yeah, it'll be like that if we don't do anything, but there will always be people that will do something.
Well,
so
I mean,
I think if we're afraid of society collapsing, the bigger fear should be from the environment.
Well, no, and that's another, see, environmental factors and all that stuff.
And,
was
and let me, since we're talking about environment, since yeah. I just brought it up, because, yeah. you know, because I did it. I'm irritated with all these people that deny the science, and they're like, well, look, they've been complaining about the weather for years and years, and all these things they said are going to happen haven't happened.
And all these supposed societal collapses are made with the expectation that we can't rebuild afterwards.
That's true, too. That's true, mm-hmm. too. But do you want to go through the societal collapse like another Great Depression and start from the ground up, Eric? I don't. Mm. I just want to die with dignity. That's all, man. That's it. You know? I mean, fuck, man. I'm trying to, like, do good things now, like reach out to homeless people. And, you know, I think
an actual collapse is when nobody wants to rebuild, and that's when we truly failed.
Right. I agree. I mean, I agree. I just don't want to be caught in that Great Depression era of life, man. That's what I'm saying. Like the Great Depression, if you read about the Great Depression, I mean, it doesn't get much worse than that, right? I mean, how much worse can it get? You know, people dying of hunger, like, that were, you know, high-end fucking elitist here in the United States. Just all of a sudden, society collapses and there's not, almost nothing to go around. Everybody had to ration. Can you imagine that? Rationing everything? You know, so that's what I'm saying, guys. There's no real solution to this problem that we're in right now. Like, we either go all in or say fuck it and see what happens. I mean, I hate it. I hate it because I know how devastating this disease is. Like, my ex-wife's fucking grandfather died from COVID. We all know people or are super close to us. Or, like, for instance, you, Brakeman. Mrs. Brakeman fucking has COVID right now.
We're in the fuck it and find out, or just get fucked, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what else you do? Frank means he does not want to live in a Great Depression again. How dare you, Freak Five, you fucking exiled. Weiland says, when those people say, hey, or they mean Al Gore. It's their only reference to climate change. Slagar said...
Wasn't there a sequel to An Inconvenient Truth?
I think there was. That's odd for me. I usually give a push, Weiland says. Slagar says, they said the same thing back in 1776, yet here we are. But, I mean, these are a little different circumstances.
My point that I was trying to make is that the storms are getting more and more powerful.
Yeah, the heat waves are greater.
Yeah. That's what we're seeing. Is like we're not seeing like what... the climate deniers say, like, we don't see, like, they said that California was going to fall off and the great earthquake was going to destroy the world and stuff like that. Like, who's they?
I feel like it takes longer to get to fall every year, and yeah. That's not great, in my opinion.
No, I agree. I mean, this year was, like, the longest.
October 1st, and it was 71 when I got outside.
I think
pretty warm.
Yeah, yesterday or the day before yesterday, I can't remember, was the first day that...
I think this is why my allergies and sinuses are all fucked up right now because my body can't get used to the temperature changes of it being in the 50s in the morning. Then it gets in the 70s in the afternoon and it goes back to the 50s.
Yeah. Let's see. Brakeman is exiled. You're a son of a bitch. Weiland says he doesn't want to relive the Bronze Age. Exiled, Weiland. Jesus. Are you trying to catch up to Freak 5? Yeah, Freak 5's up to 7, I think. Slagar, I love when there's a clear direction that people try to move in, but the ones on the edge say there's no direction and work against it. What's the direction, Slagar? I'm saying get vaccinated if you can. I mean, now we have FDA approval, which there's questions about the FDA now. I mean, fuck. I mean, why did it take so long to fucking approve the vaccines and all that? But
and I hope that those other platforms can get like better visibility and they can actually make good on their research.
Yeah,
they seem like, from what I read on those, they sound like they're much more effective versions of the vaccine.
You know, Dungeon, we just
they're actually doing a different approach, which sounds like I would actually solve Dungeon, the problems. They're just patching it up.
Yeah, Dungeon, what we need to do is we need to find the dude from Ender's Game, the little kid, and just go fight the aliens, let him fight the battle, and we'll win, and that's it. We find other planets and, you know, that we can fuck up, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. Let me read chat here. God, today's discussion was very interesting, guys. We need to build a satellite network of climate controlling satellites like in Geostorm, only to have someone hack it and use it for political ends by freezing our enemies, because that's exactly what would happen, Dungeon. It's a terrible movie, but it had its moments. Cobra's Weather Dominator. Exactly, Breakman. Let's see. Frank is still harboring a grudge against the Pharaoh that owned him as a... How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? Oh, man. Hack the planet. Right on, Eric. I don't... You know, it's exhausting to talk about this, guys, because, like, to be honest with everybody here, none of us know the answer. None of us...
That's a hacker's reference, by the way.
Yeah. None of us are experts. None of us know the solutions. None of us are even, I think, even remotely...
We never claimed to be.
Yeah, none of us are even remotely capable of, you know, deciding the fate of humanity. So I guess the best thing to do is just leave it to the experts. You know, see what they say. I mean, what else can we do, Breakman? I mean, I guarantee you probably feel this way, Breakman. There was nothing you and Mrs. Breakman could do.
Excuse me.
There was nothing that you or Mrs. Breakman could do to prevent her from getting COVID, right?
I mean, she has to work. We don't know exactly how she got it. She could have got it like in a store.
Yeah.
You know, at a gas station. But, I mean, she has to work with the public. As
right, right. I mean, there's – so – I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you, Breakman. I mean, it's a risk that we all have to take, and unfortunately, some of us are suffering, and I feel so bad for you, Breakman. I hope Mrs. Breakman gets through this thing, and
yeah,
you know, it just works out. I mean, this whole thing fucking sucks, because look at it. We're all at each other's throats at certain points in this in this show, right? We're all friends. We all love each other. I love everybody in chat. Everybody in chat loves us, even Freak Five. But there's just no fucking... I mean, there's nothing anybody of us can do but talk about this shit. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're brainstorming our feelings. We're getting it off our chest. Like, there's... Like how I felt, Breakman. Like, it's one extreme or the other. Like, we either have to, like, all get, you know, get up to 70%. So we can get herd immunity, and hopefully that remedies everything. Or everybody just mingle, and we don't have herd immunity, and the people that are going to suffer, and the people that aren't. I mean, it's such a stupid conundrum to be in right now. This when I say weird, Slagar, I mean weird, and it's not the only weird point in history. But right now, in this moment in time, there's like choices to be made by each individual that's going to affect everybody. That's what I'm saying. I know it's not an answer to anything, but it's just kind of how I feel. Breakman, she's gonna make it, dude. The fucking RP grinders are gonna will her better, man.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there you go. Let's all go fart in a tree, Eric. Yeah, there you go.
No, it's part of the lyrics. Well, he was doing the Barney song.
Oh, okay.
I decided to alter it.
I got you.
Okay. I only knew the first part of it. I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
This isn't the first time Frank lied. It won't be the last. How dare you, Freak Five? I love how people, like, when I'm ranting, like, troll me in chat. Like I don't even, when I'm ranting, I don't pay attention to chat. And then I go back and I'm like, you guys are a bunch of fucking traitors. I see how you are. Even the two gentlemen that are my co-hosts are fucking traitors in the chat. They're like, okay, he's on another one of his fucking rants. Let's go to the chat. Sons of bitches, man. Fuckers. Freak says, it's the weirdest Frank remembers between old age and weed. He has forgotten. How dare you, Freak? Weed's not the reason that I've forgotten. I forget shit, man. It's fucking... carbon monoxide poisoning, you son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you? I should, like, get a handicap placard and, like anytime, like, Freak
Five...
Well,
maybe if you didn't smoke as much weed, you wouldn't forget as much.
How dare you? That's not true, Eric. That's definitely not true.
It is true, because you just said the same thing, like, a minute ago. Like, you're repeating yourself completely. You don't remember saying that, Frank?
Saying what?
You're repeating yourself.
Saying what?
See, you did it again.
I knew you were going to do that, you son of a bitch. fuck, guys. We don't have time to do our tournament. Let's just fucking...
Oh, shit, it is late. Wow, yeah. We were on the Vax thing for a while.
I know. But you know what, Eric? Like, sometimes, like, I agree with you. I did say that we were going to do 1 week of... you know, topical discussion. This is definitely a worthwhile topic to talk about. Let's quickly go around the horn.
Plus, October only just started, so it's like...
I know. I mean, that's the saving grace. We didn't even get to do our Sweetos, which mine was cooler weather. Break real quickly your Sweeto.
Oh, damn, we were on Sweetos? Yeah. I didn't even... Shit. Well, I had two. One is that I am obviously negative. I said that before.
Yep.
COVID negative still... Amazingly, I have avoided it somehow. I don't know how I've been so lucky. And the other one is YouTube has finally said they're going to take action against anti-vaxxers. In fact, they banned a shit ton of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm all for free speech, but when it's causing harm to society, yeah, like in mass, then, I mean...
Yes.
You know, misinformation really fucking sucks. Both sides. You know.
These people like the Kennedy, like Ted Kennedy,
mm-hmm,
like Jenny McCarthy, people like that, were spreading like blatant lies. You know, things that have been disproven.
Yeah,
and like stuff like horse dewormer. Intervectin isn't just a horse dewormer. There is a variant for horses. But it is a dewormer.
Right.
Yeah, and it's... And there are uses for that, too.
COVID
medically.
Is the virus, not a worm, so...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ted
like
Kennedy
that other
is
thing
dead.
There, people are... What was it, the newest thing I said that I saw? Oh, they're
but like,
huffing peroxide now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, let people do what they want to do, man. If they want to fucking inject themselves with Clorox or... Whatever the fuck they want to do, like there was one time I saw an article.
My problem is these people are doing it because they actually believe what they're being told. Like, what did these people learn in school or their entire lives? Like, did nobody tell them like bleach, do not drink?
Yeah.
I mean, like, fuck.
Freak Five is exiled. He says you got carbon monoxide poisoning because you were too stoned to get out of the room with the carbon monoxide.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Ted Kennedy's dead. Which Kennedy? I was trying to figure what Kennedy. What's his first name? I can't remember.
It's not Ted.
Jamie
it's Kennedy? No, not Jamie. Jamie
Robert.
Kennedy's funny. Robert Kennedy? No, he's dead.
But he's dead too.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. When is this gonna? When is this gonna affect regular YouTubers? Can I say this or that is spreading false and they get a strike? I agree, Slagar. It could spread down. I mean, we'll see. I keep waiting for the day that they call us on something that we said on the show, you know, an opinion, mm-hmm, you know, so, I don't know. New record, Freak Five says 8.
Maybe you should put a disclaimer in the episode.
What, that these are only our opinions and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, you probably should.
I probably should, man. I think I'll start doing... Just remind me. If I don't do it, then one of you guys, please, just say... Just remember that, you know, this is
an opinion. I can't go into your account because I don't have the access to it.
No. Not my account. At the beginning of the show, somebody just say, this is our opinion. You know, that's it. I don't know. But anyways, whatever. That's why I don't say Power Rangers. Oh, fucker.
Oh, yeah, because Hasbro will go after.
I know. okay.
So Hasbro will go after us if we say Power Rangers. So oh my if I God. Say Power Rangers 3 times, like Hasbro shows up and shit? Or is it like?
Oh, my God. It's like Candyman.
Hasbro
man.
Juice. Or Candyman. Hasbro man.
Oh, man. That would suck. Freak 5 is so proud of his new record, man. He's beaming right now. Was it really?
He's got time for more.
Oh, boy. No more. It's time to go. Let's do our plugs. Breakman plugs, please.
Well, I haven't used this today, so.
Oh, boy. Wow, that was actually really triumphant, Breakman. You know what? There has been an evolution of Breakman's fucking harmonica. I want you guys to go back into the archives and listen to when he first started in on that harmonica to now. He's gotten, like, marginally better. And that's, like, a big thing, you know? So there you go, Breakman.
One day I might try and learn how to do something on it. One day. Maybe.
What you got, man?
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask us questions like what we do for Klondike Bar, which is as long as I can get away with it, pretty much anything.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, there's a trend. He's talking about Transformers, Wolfay, because he mentioned Optimus Prime. And it's like that reminds me that there's a Transformers War to Cybertron like movie series on Netflix, and it has a plotline involving the Beast War characters.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I'm curious. I'm interested, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But...
How to play the harmonica. Step one.
And I think most of the voice cast for that show is present, except I think some of them are changed. Like, I don't think Ian Corlett's doing Cheetor, but the guy who did Rat Traps there.
Hey, Breakman, like, one day you're going to, like, come back on the show and you're going to, like, be playing the blues on your harmonica, and I'm going to be like, is this Breakman? Who do you got there, Breakman?
I don't know. There's a lot here. Like, this may be too complicated. I've overstepped my bounds.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
I've overreached a little bit here.
Eric, plugs, please.
I'll plug the feed, because my reviews are on there, but otherwise you can find written reviews. Those will probably be rare now on BostonBashBrigade.com. And if you like what I do on either of those places, and you want to support me, sending me a little dollar to my Patreon would help out. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yeah, just visit at EricRPG on Twitter and all the information is there. Anything else, Eric?
Other than get vaccinated, and if you can, and continue to wear a mask. If you even got a cold, because it is flu season, and even though the flu is not a cold, just do it out of practice. Because if you have a cold, you don't want to get other people sick.
I don't know how people in like super hot
Even though the mask won't protect you from COVID, it at least will protect you from getting other things.
Yeah.
People don't really understand, like, the masks are mostly to protect you, or protect other people
around you.
Yeah.
Which is why we both wear masks, so we protect each other, you know?
I wear them as much as I can, Breakman.
Like... so many people aren't wearing masks, and I'm gonna just live in this house and just stay here.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like that too, Breakman. That's why I was saying, like, you know, maybe the government does need to step in and say, you know what, for the next year, everybody's gonna, you know, be inside, you know, yeah. And we're going to send you guys money, like, you know, $2,000 a month or something, you know, so you can live comfortably, you know, and see how it goes. Let's see if this helps, you know. Okay. I want to thank everybody in chat, Freak5Chaos, our good friend Dungeon Buster, another TV viewer, Dr. Lucy Love, Bernie, Wyland, Joint Effort, Road Dog, Slagar. It was a fun discussion. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression that any of us are assholes or, you know, we think you should do this and that and the other. These are opinions that, you know, we get heated sometimes, you know, we have different opinions, we, you know, but that's what this show is about, is discussion. You know, that's what we always do. And at the end of the day, we have a common goal, slay the dragon in the RPG. You know, so there you go.
My quest is to get the food, and you guys can get the dragon. I also get this treasure over here. What are you guys dealing with that dragon?
Dragon meat.
All right, guys. That's going to do it. Next week, look forward to the start of our Halloween-themed tournament, the greatest Halloween candy of all time. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do two rounds next time. So, Eric, if you could be, like, you know, kind of low-end news, not a ton of news. That way, maybe we could get in two rounds next week, two rounds next week, and then we have, maybe a week to do a mini tournament of the greatest kills of all time. I'll take, like, the top six.
There is one more plug I needed to make.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
It's been 12 years since I've been on this show.
Yeah.
As of this week.
12 years, man.
Technically, I started the show on the 2nd, but it's a Friday. This is when we're doing the show, so we're just going to say it's today.
Yeah, right on, man. That's a huge accomplishment, Eric. Like, you've been here forever, man. It almost seems like you've been here longer than me, you know? So, well, congratulations, Eric. That's really
good. Weren't you doing the show for, like, 1.5 years with your previous co-hosts?
What's that?
Weren't you around, like, at least 1.5 years before I came
Yeah,
along?
About 2 years before you came around. So, the show's almost 14, dude. Like literally. So.
I remember, like, but the previous co-host left not long after I did that, and then we had Atheist you on, and then it was my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, to me, it seems like almost yesterday, Eric. Like, we'll probably do a special show. Maybe we'll do it at 666, you know. I mean, that's like a weird number that everybody knows, so we'll probably, and I think Breakman's been around.
That would be the crank call episode where we crank call people on the phone.
Break, haven't you been around for like 11 or so? 11 years?
11 days at least.
wasn't it 11? It could have been.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's like.
I don't keep track of that stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's 11 years, dude. I think Eric has been here for 12 years. I mean, I've obviously been here from the beginning, and Break's been here for 11 years of just like stupid fun times, guys. So this is, I mean, we're continuing on, you know, we're gonna keep going for another 15 years probably. So anyways, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, even though I haven't been super active there. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders, and that's about all I have. Is there anything else that you guys want to say before we go?
Slager wants to know how long he's been there.
Slagar's been there since the beginning.
Since all games.
Yeah, since all games. I know Wyland, too. Slagar, Wyland, Dungeon, all those guys are, I mean, they've been there pretty much from the beginning. So, you know, big ups to you guys, too. I mean, this is the longest running show of its kind on the internet. I mean, I know that doesn't mean much to anybody, but it means something to me. So,
I mean, the weird thing is, if I hadn't shown up when I did, there would be no RP Grinders, because I'm pretty sure you got into a fight with the previous co-host, and that's why.
Well,
it would have been just you.
Yeah,
or
well,
whatever, William Shatner.
How dare you compare me to that guy?
I'm talking about him. Like, this show was nothing before me.
I know. It's like,
hey,
oh,
I never said that.
I know. I'm just kidding, man.
No, I'm being factual. The show probably would have died right there.
I don't think it would have died, because I would have kept it going by myself, Eric. But yeah, you definitely were a big, pick-me-up on the show. And then when Break came on, it, you know, went to shit. But, you know, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, it, no, I'm kidding, man. Break, man.
I worked hard to do that.
Yeah, you sure did, man. And you succeed every day, especially when you read news articles with Japanese names.
Does that mean Break's technically a poo smith?
Why?
That's a reference from Strong Bad and HomestarRunner.com.
Oh, man. Does anybody remember, movie nights on RP Grinders and how what happened with that?
Yeah, MXT's reason for that.
I know. Fucking MXT, man.
Because he had the show. He had
Power Rangers, son of a
bitch. But it's your fault because you caved into him.
I did, man. I was
you
like, okay.
You should have never indulged MXT's fantasies.
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
I know. All right, guys. That's gonna do it for this edition. How dare you, Break, man. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of RP Grinders. You guys have anything else?
Stay safe.
How come Bulk and Skull never became Power Rangers? Like, what the hell, man?
Mm, that's a good question.
They became honorary Power Rangers later on.
Okay.
Come on, you know you wanted to see like a fat Power Ranger. Come on.
I didn't, man, but I know you
did.
Well,
the whole thing with being becoming a Power Ranger is that you get rid of all that for muscle.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
And the latest, like, series, I think he is
actually a ranger. Wow. But what about Walt?
He's a trainer, apparently.